Y'all bear with me. Let me get it together. Let's get it together. Y'all, we good? I think we good. I think we locked in. I think we locked in. I think we on a meter. I think we on a meter. We're running up against time. Good morning, good afternoon, and good night at whatever time you may view this particular podcast. I am your host, Darshawn McAway, and I do want to thank you guys for being here today. Today is a glorious day for me and many others. But today is also a sad day for a lot of people who are dealing with a lot of different issues and going through different triumphs and ups and downs and trials and tribulations in life. And some people didn't make it this morning. So always be thoughtful of that, of the people who didn't make it, because one of the main ways I like to look at life, there's always some parent at a children's hospital asking God for favor. So whatever your little problems is, think about what task that God has to do to bring somebody else back to life for the sake of their parents praying over them. So just keep that in mind as you move about your day. And how many of us, we pray to get a job, we pray to get money, but somebody's out there praying for their child to stay alive, right? Or praying for their child to come back home. So always keep that part in mind. So today we're going to talk about life and business. So for the past couple days, at least for about a good, maybe, what's today, Saturday, maybe since Monday? Yeah, about a good Monday, I had a few people reach out, and they want to know how to get their product inside these retail stores. And I've always told you guys this before, it's pretty easy, but it's a difficult task because you have to come up with a certain amount of units, if you will. So there's a young lady who reached out to me the other day. I think her name is Annie McDowell or McDonald. I'm sorry, because I know you on my Facebook, so I do apologize. But she has a friend, and she wrote 3 children's books, and she wanted to find out how to get those children's books inside of probably Walmart, or really just to kind of get them published, right? So here's the main thing what I talk about when it comes to publishing. I feel like YouTube, are y'all crooked? Y'all bear with me for a second, because I look great on Facebook. So when it comes to publishing, so here's the sweet deal, right? Here's the sweet deal. When it comes to publishing, what you guys have to remember is when you decide to go with a publisher, they own the publishing rights to the book. You just so happen to be the author. So it's a partnership. We provide the book. We put the words on the page, we provide the paper, we provide the press release, getting on television, putting you in a newspaper, doing commercials, bringing up the pens and envelopes and direct mail, all that type of stuff. We need you to be the face of the book or the name of the book so you can make some money. But since we took care of everything, we only give you a small percentage. So in most cases, when a person writes a book that's about, I don't know, maybe 200 pages plus, and the book goes for maybe $17.99, out of that $17.99, you're probably going to get maybe 75 cents, maybe $1.35. And the reason you're going to get that price is because you didn't put the whole book together. You just put the words, you just gave the words to the publisher, and they put it together. So you got a great story, but you're not going to get great revenue. That's why they say a lot of times when you write a book, you can potentially become a multimillionaire, but you have to sell over 1 million copies. So you have to do about 1 million plus at a dollar, let's say at 75 cents to a dollar, what I say, $1.05, $1.13. So you have to sell millions of copies. But then once you sell millions of copies, you got to pay taxes. So you have to sell, like, to be comfortable and to be extremely successful in the publishing world, you probably have to sell at least about 3 million copies within the first 60 days. And a lot of times people try to figure out, well, how do I become a New York Times bestselling author? Well, it's a politic type of game, because you have to pay to be on New York Times bestselling authors, but you also have to sell in a certain region of the world to be considered a New York Times bestselling author. So for example, you have to sell probably 400,000 copies within the first 30 days in the New York Times district area. So if you're not selling hundreds of thousands of copies up in New York, Manhattan, then you can forget being on the radar of New York Times bestselling authors. So a lot of times when people talk about I'm a bestselling author, it could be true, but you're not a New York Times bestselling author because you have to go through their channel circuit in order to be one. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. I've been doing this for about 15 years now. I know what a consistent bestseller is, and I know what a New York Times bestselling author is. I've talked to plenty of them on my podcast. And I actually had one lady named Tacoma. She came on. Fantastic interview, but I had to ask her. I say, can you just do me a favor? And I didn't know if she knew the answer or not. I said, do me a favor. Can you tell me how did you become a New York Times bestselling author? And you know what she said? She said, Darshan, I don't know. And I was like, oh, that's just God giving you favor. Because a lot of them don't know how to become a New York Times bestselling author. They just so happen to catch the favor of their fan base, their target audience. And they, you know, sell a couple hundred thousand, a couple million copies, and then, boom, there you go. Now, for many of you who want to get your book or your products, we're going to talk in general now, want to get your products inside of stores in this life that we're living in, you have to have a life plan for your product. Your product can't be a 30-day sale. It can't be a 60-day sale. These retail companies, they want to do business with you as long as possible. They got to keep the lights on too. So if you have a product and you say, well, I feel like my product would be real good if I can get it inside of Target. And they're like, okay, your product probably is real good to be inside our stores, but tell us your plan. What's your marketing plan? We want to know what your marketing plan is. And if you don't have a marketing plan, these companies are going to say, okay, well, that's cool. You don't have a marketing plan. Well, tell us who your target audience is. Then you may say, well, I don't know who my target audience is. And they say, okay, that's cool. Tell us, what are your plans for the future for yourself? And that's three strikes, you're out. If you don't know the answer to that, they're going to say, hey, you know what? You got a great product. This is a great idea. But guess what? We're going to pass because I don't think we're ready to put this in our stores yet. Because if you don't know what type of product you're trying to sell, then they don't know how to help you sell it. And just because you want your product inside of these stores, it doesn't mean that it's going to sell. Now, they're going to give you a chance. Some companies may even ask you, hey, show us your bank statements, your W-2s, W-9s, 1099s, whatever. And some may say, you know what? This is a great idea. This is how much it's going to cost you to do this for distribution. And we're going to keep you in for about a good 6 months and see how you do. A lot of companies, a lot of small companies get the opportunity to get inside these big stores and they tank in the first 90 days. Most people who start a business in their first year, they tank in their first year of starting a business. Because you really do have to sit down and you have to think about your plan. And the reason I'm so like detailed about plans is because you have to stick to your plan. That's the reason why a bank wants to give you the money. You can't go to a bank and ask for a loan if you don't have the business plan. Now, mind you, when I was a lot younger, I used to just go in and say, hey, can you guys give me some money because I'm just who I am? They was like, oh, well, who are you? That's an insult. You know who I am. I'm Darshan McAway. What are you talking about? Well, Darshan, do you have a plan? A plan for what? To spend your money? No, I ain't got no plan to spend your money. I'm going to do the hell I want to do. But I realized I had to have a plan. And in that plan, one of the main things that they look at is the executive summary. In the executive summary, on a first impression with anybody, when someone asks you, like, who are you and, you know, tell me your traits about yourself, if you can't answer that, then they go, well, you're probably a good person and it's probably a good product, but it's not a good fit for us to issue you a loan because you don't know how you're going to give it back. And I'm against the whole rule of when people say use other people's money. Well, if you use my money and you don't have a plan on getting it back, you just using me. And I don't want to be used because you think I got it. And the way I got it, I can make it back every day. But that's what I do and what you're supposed to give me is two different things. So a lot of times when you guys go to these establishments and these venture capitalists and to these different firms to ask for money because you want your product inside the retail stores, it's just not how it works. It's a different ball game. And you guys got to understand that. So while we're coming to a little bit of a closure, just a little bit, I need to check the audio, make sure we're good, make sure everything's good. I don't want to get ahead of myself. We're about a good 10 minutes in, and I gave y'all a whole entire life lesson. So we got another 40, maybe another hour or so to go. But I'm going to show you guys some product here in a little bit so you guys can understand what it takes to get your product inside these stores. And I only do this because of transparency. You know, I think you guys need some help. I think you guys understand what you want to do, but you don't understand that when you come into my house and you're asking me to sell something for you, you can't expect to get 100% of the profits. In today's time, with the technology that we have and the amount of people who are working for these big retail companies, the money has to be split up in so many different ways. And just because you think your product looks good and you're a good person and you have good intentions doesn't mean that the product is going to sell good. And that's something you have to understand. And when you don't sell, or if people tell you no, that's just what it is. Doesn't mean that your product isn't good. It just means that it's not a good time for it right now. That's all. If you're not rich today, it doesn't mean you won't be rich tomorrow. It just means that today, and today only, is the day that you're not rich. That's all that that means. So y'all bear with me real quickly while I check some things. And shout out to those of you who are going to catch this on the replay. You know, I really appreciate you guys for your time. And y'all know as well as I know, I never get on the internet to waste anyone's time. Everything I do in my podcast is extremely beneficial. So shout out to everybody. If you can hear me good, let me know. Put a one in the chat, do a thumbs up, do anything. Let me know that I don't sound like a fool out here or my microphone is cracking. Don't be leaving me out here like a fool, y'all. You know, we all in this life together. And I'm going to tell people that I know you, and you was making me look like a fool. You know, so y'all go ahead and hit that like button. Like, share, and subscribe. This is going to be a very clean podcast, no cursing. So if you have your kids around, rest assured you are going to be okay. They can listen to this and learn some things from a father who has a child. And I have to make sure that I do things accordingly, because God is going to always judge my heart. So y'all bear with me. Let me listen to everything real quickly. Ah, sounds good. Sounds good. All right. Sound handsome. Sound handsome. Whatever that means, right? All right. So we're doing what we can. So today we're talking about life and business. Even if you decided to go work for someone else, you still have to figure out how to do your business, right? And your business doesn't mean just like some type of corporation. Your life involves, you know, being busy with your kids, being busy with your family. Like, you know, you say, I'm busy. This is a part of my business. I'm minding my business, you know. And a lot of people don't understand that business is going to be forever a long going thing. So let me check the audio real quick on YouTube. Okay, perfect, perfect. I sound handsome over here too. I feel good today. So if you guys are in the building, please, again, let me know. If you have any questions, go ahead and put it in the chat. I'm just going to fix YouTube real quickly. I feel like I'm leaning a little bit, and I want to try to fix that. And we're going to get into some new product that just got to me. It got to me last week, but I couldn't really put it together the way I needed to. So if you don't mind, go ahead and go to babyauthors.com. I'm going to have my Nightbot put some things in the chat here. And you guys let me know what you think of this product that I'm getting ready to show you. Just let me do my thing and try to straighten up this camera a little bit. And y'all bear with me. Hold on. That I have to do. So again, for those of you who are just coming in, I really do appreciate you. Let's get into talking about some business here. So you guys are, can you hand me those books? You guys are very aware that I am the creator of babyauthors.com. You guys have seen plenty of times of me doing a podcast. I'm going to keep that one. I mean, doing a podcast with my little one and how the whole journey actually started. So I'm going to do my best here to show you guys the different copies of books, how we decided to do the betting and come up with these ideas for the company. I've had these visions for years. We had a 10-book children's series. I am going to come out with the other five. So we got 6 on the market right now. So I guess it's going to be really 11. And I'll tell you why it became 11. You guys are very familiar with this because I know you guys have been buying it for a while. Anaya's Adventures. So we want to thank you guys for buying that. We really do appreciate you. Anaya's Adventures was the 6th book that I had came out with. And, you know, in the past months, I have been working on trying to get a lot of different product inside of Walmart. And you guys seen the Anaya's Trip to the Rainbow blanket and the bed sheet. Now we have the Anaya's Adventures bed sheet. So feel free to go to babyauthors.com and check out the books. We made a lot of different changes on the website. A lot of things that weren't selling, I took off because the books are a constant seller. Halloween is getting ready to come up, so you guys feel free to go check out Anaya's Haunted Halloween. It's always a classic. It's a tremendous classic, and I thank you guys for buying this. You guys really blessed me, for sure. And again, Anaya's Road Trip. All these books are on the website. I think they're $13.99, could be $15.99, but they're on the website for sure. I'm missing a book actually in here. I'm missing Anaya's Trip to Atlantis, but we have Anaya's Trip to Space, and we have Anaya's Trip to the Rainbow, which is the first book, one of the best sellers, not a New York Times bestseller, but definitely a bestseller in the past 8 years that has been on the market. If you guys go to babyauthors.com, you'll see all the books on there. But if you want to support us on Barnes & Nobles and Walmart, feel free to go check that out as well. Now, let's get into the portion of getting the product inside of Walmart. How do you go about getting a product inside of Walmart, especially like a bed sheet, right? So Walmart is my best friend, right, so to speak. Well, for now, right? Now, Walmart is a great company. Great company on the aspect of they give people an opportunity to get a product in there that is not worldly recognized. And what happens is some of the buyers that are going to buy the product from you, right? They're going to buy this product from me at a wholesale price. So I have it's a full size bed sheet with 2 pillowcases. So in their store, they may sell it for, let's say, an even $28, but they want to purchase it from you for maybe 80 cents. So you have to figure out a way to get your cost down at all the units to get your product inside the store. Now, my numbers could be a little bit skewed, but it's pretty logical because Walmart wants to get things from you pennies. You know, if they can get it for you for 2 cents, they will. But they realize that everybody has to keep the lights on and stuff like that. So anyway, moving forward, what you're going to realize is you can't do that. You were expecting for them to buy it from you at a higher wholesale price so you can make some money. So they'll buy from you at the wholesale. You put it in for market retail, and they're probably going to make you charge the customer more than their product, so their product can do better than yours. A lot of people don't really recognize that. Like, for example, there's a Walmart brand of laundry soap, and then there's Gain. Well, Walmart's brand of laundry soap may be $5, and Gain may be $9. So if you have a customer that's struggling, or if you've got a customer that's cheap, which brand you think they're going to go for? They're going to go for the great value brand, unless Gain has dedicated customers that want to deal with their brand. So Walmart looks at the market that way. Okay, all these people want to come in and bring their product, no problem. We'll bring you in. We'll charge you this for the wholesale. We'll write you a check. And we'll, you know, if you don't sell whatever you're supposed to sell, we want most of our money back because you didn't sell everything. And we're going to set a product next to yours that looks exactly like yours. And we're going to put it next to it. And we're going to see which one of these products are better. And that's the competition. And that's business competition 101. And Walmart has become even widely known for that because they can essentially create any product in their store themselves. They give people an opportunity. You got Reebok in there. Walmart doesn't need Reebok. You got, I think they have, I thought I seen like True Religion. Like they, you know, they got different brands in there. Assassin Polo, Polo Assassin, whatever it's called. So they don't really need these brands, but they're giving the customers, they're giving us a chance to say, hey, you know what? We kind of want to see something different. And it's okay, well, we'll put this in there, but we're going to put our product next to it too. If you go inside Walmart, and a lot of people don't even know this, George's, the clothing brand, that's Walmart owns that. They bought them. So now you got Reebok in there next to George's, or it's another casual brand in there. It's escaping me at the moment, but they put products in the store because they want everything to sell, but they want their stuff to sell the most. Now, another thing that a lot of people don't know, and this is what used to make me mad. A lot of people don't know that all of us that are in business, all of us, and I do, when I say all of us, I mean all of us get our product from China. I deal with the same manufacturers in China that Walmart does. It's just that Walmart has an express freight catered to them where their stuff gets over here. So if you're lucky enough to be a supplier, you're on that express freight, which is why your stuff can get over here and which is why you have to have insurance on your stuff or else they won't, they really won't mess with you. Now, Walmart does have a thing. One second, guys. Oh, perfect, perfect. Walmart does have a thing where they do a made in the USA, right? And I did it maybe three years ago, right? It's like a Shark Tank, but it's made for Walmart. And I was trying to find out how to get in there, how to make the pitch, how to do all this different type of stuff. And I ran into a company that had developed spoons and a tray for kids. Something very simple. We've seen it before. We've seen a tray, a plastic tray with different compartments. You put the, you know, pudding in there and the corn and the mashed potatoes and, you know, the spoon matches the tray. And Walmart was just enamored by it. They were so proud because the person was here in Northwest Arkansas and we found a product made in the USA. We're going to keep on doing this. And it's a good idea. It's a good idea. So, but I talked to the guy and I told him, I said, hey, I got this product, which was at the time, it was the Anaya's Trip to the Rainbow bed sheet. Or and a blanket. I said, I got this product, man. And I saw that you made it past the finals for, Walmart made in the USA. And he's like, yeah, we did pretty good. Our office is over here. And, you know, if you ever need to talk to me, just swing on by. I said, well, no, I can talk to you right now if you got 5 minutes. You got 5 minutes? He was like, okay. I said, I got three. Just give me 3 minutes. Okay, go ahead. Shoot. So I say, listen. I just need to know who is the person that bought your idea. That's all I needed to know. I didn't need to know how to pitch it. I just need to know the name of the person who bought your product so I can talk to that person myself to find out what are you looking for when you're making a purchase for Walmart. Now, this inside business tip is something you guys are not going to get from the people who are already in there. They're not going to tell you how to pitch the buyer. When I went to go pitch the buyer for my children's books, I had to talk to the buyer to convince her that this is a product worth you buying. Because here we have a series of different books that are going to come out. Here's the first one. Here's the second one, third, fourth, fifth. And if I didn't have that plan in action, it wasn't going to happen. So he told me the name of the buyer, and I was like, okay, cool. And he was like, well, I don't know if that person is still there, but that's the name of the person. And I say, well, what was it that they were looking for when you had pitched, you know, your idea? And he said what they were looking for at the time was a product that was solely made by the hands of people in the United States, and that they were going to take over a certain percentage to help mass produce it because they have their own distribution and their facilities to provide the mechanics to get it done. And a lot of people don't know that. And at some point, if your product is doing good enough, Walmart, and this is allegedly, but Walmart will potentially buy you out, move you out of the way, and take over the product themselves. Now, I'm only saying allegedly because I didn't want you guys to really hear my conversation, but I will say I've been trying to do that for like the past 4 years. And I found out that Walmart, they do buy ideas from people, but you have to make a certain amount of money within a certain amount of time for them to say, you know what, hey, we want to, you know, hey, come over here. We got a contract for you. Just read that. It's about 2,000 pages, but read it in 30 minutes. And in that says that they're going to buy your company, move you out of the way, and you can never take ownership of it again, in a nutshell. So needless to say, the guy was in Walmart for about a good year and a half. They did some business. They became multimillionaires. And they are still here in Northwest Arkansas, living their lives. They had more children, and it was a great experience. So Walmart has that idea coming up again. They had auditions back in July. They're going to announce a winner or winners, I guess, going into next year, because they really had to find out, like, if your product can be made by them in the USA, or do you have a third party distributor or manufacturer overseas, and how quickly can it come over here? And see, that's the trick too. That's the trick. The trick is, and you guys are going to fall for it every single time. The trick is they're going to ask you, hey, how quickly can you get your shipment over here? You can't tell them 2 days. You're not a billionaire. You're not a multi-billion dollar corporation. They know you blowing smoke. You can't say 2 weeks. The best you can tell them is about a month. And it's going to, can you do something here in the United States? Because, you know, we have customers that come in all the time. They're buying stuff online. We got people all the time. And you're going to be like, nope. And they're going to say, hey, well, it was nice doing business with you. And you're going to walk out of there and you're going to feel the millions of dollars just slip through your hands. You're going to be like, I was almost a millionaire. But it happens to people every day. Now that Walmart opened up their doors again, a lot of people flying in and out, people coming from Dubai, Africa, Pakistan, India, and they come here every day. They pitch their ideas every day. Great products, but they go back home empty-handed. So I got a chance to speak with a young lady maybe about 2 weeks ago, and this is probably like the 30th time I've heard people say, man, you are extremely lucky to even have your product inside their stores. Just one, and I have over 12. So I'm definitely a person that you need to get to know. I'm definitely a person who's connected on the inside. I do charge for my time, but, you know, you guys can get a good 15 minutes from me for free. Can you hand me that water, please? I always give out my number. You guys can go to DarshawnMcAway.com and check it out and get in contact with me and see what's going on. But I'm always free to talk to you guys. We at the 30-minute mark. We rocking and rolling. That's good. A lot of substance in this. And I do appreciate you guys for sticking it out with us. So let me just check and see if there's any comments in here. If there's any people in the building, I know I'm looking pretty cool today. Don't mind me. I'm just still Darshawn. I'm still the same person. We need to start talking about some relationships. I need to get this book finished. Husband duties, husband versus boyfriend duties. Still working on it. It's a work in progress. That's for sure. It's a work in progress, and we're still working on it. All right, so things are looking good. Let me add a photo to Facebook real quick. Well, let me see. Can I add it? It's gonna let me add it. Here we go. We're gonna put the thumbnail in there. But again, I really do appreciate you guys for swinging through, man. It's always a pleasure to see you guys and just kind of have some fun talking about different things, the different trials and tribulations of life. Let's see. All right. No questions, no comments, just the love for the game. We appreciate you guys. Oh, don't forget now, we do have these channels monetized. So if you want to send a Cash App or a Super Chat via YouTube, go ahead and hit that Super Chat button. You know what? Hold on. I'm not seeing my Super Chat button. Is it not in there? Don't tell me they demonetized my channel. Let me see something, guys. Because I know I did I made a change. I think did they take my money away from me? Create a poll. I think I have to reset something in here because I don't see my monetize button on YouTube. I wonder what happened. Usually when they demonetize you, you said too many curse words, but I don't be cursing on here. So I think a setting is off. At any rate, if you're in the building, let me know. Feel free to ask me some questions. This has been an insightful podcast so far. Just bear with me real quick. I'm looking for my brother Love. What's up, man? What's going on? Which I saw you yesterday, man. I was trying to acknowledge you while you was in the building, man. Salute to you. Hopefully everything is going well with you, big timer. You know, we're doing what we can today. I'm trying to find out where my Super Chat button went because they let me monetize this channel, but I don't see the Super Chat button on the page. So maybe that's something I got to do later. I made some changes to my channel. You know, all good. I'm always here, brother. For sure, man. I greatly appreciate you, too. Greatly appreciate you. Shout out to those of you who are watching on Facebook. Facebook, we on a red microphone. YouTube, we on a green. I think this might be my style, man. This might be my style right here. I need to get another stand. That way I just have my two stands up and just get rocking and rolling. We are going to have some more people on the podcast. We're going to be having some different conversations. About relationships, about kids, just life in general. You know, we're going to have these open conversations and not just regular YouTube podcast conversations. I'm talking about life changing. This is what I did wrong, and this is what I did to change it. I'm acknowledging I messed up, but this is what I'm doing to change it. And a lot of times what I realize about us as human beings, men and women, I realize that we think that we're supposed to be a certain type of way and not have any flaws. We're just made of all kind of mistakes, whether you like it or not. You can have the most discipline in the world. You can have the most discipline in the world and still mess up. You can have the most money in the world and still mess up. And when I say mess up, I'm talking about you can turn your life right upside down with one mistake, with one word, with one tweet. Hell, probably with one bad thought. Doing one thing, just one, it can turn your world upside down. No matter how much money you have, no matter how good Lincoln you think you are, no matter how much you think you got it going on, everybody in this life can get it. Everybody can make a mistake. And I know a lot of times some people, they strive for perfection. And you can do that. But if you don't make it there, then what? So my whole theory is I don't like for people to beat themselves up if they never got to where they thought they were supposed to be. Because you're trying and you're doing it. But you have to understand that the world that we live in, you're going up against different obstacles that are trying to stop you from getting there. And if you believe in God the way you say you do, then you'll get there. But just in case you don't, just in case you don't, how do you feel? Where's your heart at in that? Because I'm pretty sure before I was born, anybody who's probably like 70 or 80, maybe 90 now, they probably thought they was going to be a multimillionaire and they just never made it. They've been making money their whole life, but they never got there. So my auntie used to tell me, she said this to me when I was like probably about 18, 19 years old. She said, make sure when you're talking to God that if you never get to where you want to be, you say, God, I still love you. And I never forgot that, because I've been trying to do different things in my life to not impress my family, but to let my family know that, hey, I've been paying attention. I'm grown. I'm older. And I'm going to be okay. You know, don't worry about me. I'm going to be okay. Look at what I'm doing. And they never really cared about that aspect. What they cared about was my heart towards God. They were trying to make sure that we don't want you to be arrogant. We don't want you to be conceited. We don't want you to think that you're better than other people. We want you to keep your mind and your heart focused on God, because he's the author and he's the finisher of your life. So just because you got your little money, just because you're doing this, that don't mean nothing to God. It don't mean nothing to him. He's like, yeah, okay, that's good. Well, watch this. Oh, you broke your leg. Where's the money at now? Oops. Oh, you don't have a car. Where's all that fanciness at now? So it's like, okay, I see what they're saying. But a lot of us, we live for the perfection of materialism. We think that materialistic things make us look better and feel better, when in actuality, it's your peace of mind and your thought process and where your heart is that makes you feel better. And it your faith pleases God. Faith pleases him, not finances, not how much of a good person that you are, but faith. Faith of a mustard seed. I did a video of that. The faith of a mustard seed. I had the mustard seed in my hand, and I need to find a video. The faith of a mustard seed. Just picture something small. Hell, you picture any seed. Think of any seed. If you can just think bigger than that seed with your faith, you can move mountains. You know, metaphorically, you can move mountains. You can get to where you need to be if you just believe. But a lot of people have a hard time just believing, you know, just believing that they can, just believing that they are. And God says, I am that I am. So if I'm a part of God, I am what I say I am. Amen. Amen. So you guys got to learn how to, you got to speak yourself out of situations. You got to tell your situations that my God is bigger than you. And this problem that's trying to bug me is nothing compared to what God can do for me. You know, so you guys got to keep on remembering that. Looking forward to these conversations. Yeah, for sure. They're coming, man. They're coming. They're coming. I just got to get the right people on board. Everybody's always so nervous to talk on camera. And, you know, because they don't want to say the wrong thing. They don't want to be looked at a certain type of way and stuff like that. But they're coming, man. I gotta pay people. So I got to make sure that I compensate people the right way, because this stuff can go viral. And I don't want people to, you know, be embarrassed and all that type of stuff. Because once I bring people in, I like to compensate people and make sure that they're going to stick with me. And if I can't show up, they can show up for me. But they're coming. Once I get this other equipment in, we got a new location that we're going to do some things on. And I'm waiting for my Rodecaster something. I'm waiting for something. But I've noticed, though, I did a little test. I have noticed. Yeah, I'm having a hard time getting. Yeah, man, me too. I have noticed, though, when I did do a podcast with other people, nobody was really paying attention. But when I did one by myself, oh, it was the most views. So I don't know. I don't know what type of cast I'm looking for. But I do want some people to, you know, openly talk about their situation and to where they don't feel embarrassed. And a lot of times people don't want to talk about their situation because the reason why a lot of people don't want to talk about their situation is because they think it's in the dark. They think it's in the dark because it's not on like mass television. But the person who's looking at your life, if you will, and watching everything that you're doing, if you believe, is God. So he's like, well, I seen what you're doing in the dark. Why you think I'm cool with that? And I just got this truth serum in me where it's better to tell the truth and get this stuff off your chest and to talk about it. So you won't have to keep on going back and reiterating that, oh, this is what I meant. This is what I was trying to say and blah, 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 blah. So Brother Love in the building. Brother Love, man, I don't know what's going on. Maybe it's on my side. Just let me know real quick. Do you see the super chat button? Because if not, I got to go through my settings and change it. Because I saw it asked me to monetize this stream, but I don't see the super chat button in there. Because I was going to pay myself just to get the ball rolling, you know? And that's a real investment when you pay yourself. And let's talk about investments real quickly. We got 41 minutes in. Let's talk about investments real quickly. To those of you who are trying to figure out like what to invest in. Yeah, don't see it. Okay. What to invest in as far as like how to get some money in your pocket and how you're going to live a fulfilling life and do all this other type of stuff. One of the very first things that you need to invest in is yourself. First and foremost. And what do I mean by that? Keeping yourself up, taking care of your teeth, making sure you're taking your vitamins or supplements, like making sure you're taking care of yourself. That's the initial investment. Once you get past that stage of that initial investment, what you want to do is if you have a family, an immediate family, children's or whatever, you want to invest in them, right? Giving them the time, giving them the financial investment. That's a more safer risk, if you will, because that person is around you. You're able to teach them. You're able to mentor them on what they should spend their money on and how often they should spend money. Now, once you get your family together, cousins, nieces, nephews, etc., then you can kind of venture off. And this is just my theory. You can venture off into real estate portfolio, maybe buying a car dealership, starting a business, like investing in stuff like that. But just do your research. And what do I mean by do your research? Wherever you live, look in your 200-mile radius and see what your competition is. Because typically, you're not starting an international business. You're starting something local in your local area. If I was going to start a window washing business. And I promise you, still to this day, nobody washes the windows at the Dollar Tree. Nobody. The Dollar Tree got the dirtiest windows in America. I have never seen clean windows at the Dollar Tree. So when I went to the Dollar Tree and asked them, hey, who cleans your windows? The lady said, no, we don't have anybody clean the windows. They are kind of dirty, but, you know, maybe talk to the general manager. Talk to the general manager. General manager saying, we don't have anybody clean the windows, but feel free to drop off your business card. So in essence, I missed my opportunity because I didn't have a business card or I didn't have the equipment. I went to go look up the equipment. It would have took me about $500, but I would have made it back within like 2 days. And I never invested in doing window cleaning. Now, that's been like she was younger than that. It's probably been about 6 years ago. And 6 years to this day, them damn windows are still dirty, you know, just getting caked up. I don't even see how you can see the advertisement, you know, on the windows. But there you go, right? That's the opportunity. So to those of you who have a Dollar Tree in your local neighborhood and those windows are dirty, go to a Home Depot, get you some, basically some water, a bucket, a squeegee, some Windex, and I forgot the little thing that they scrape the water off of, and you in business. You know, they got different equipment, the ladders and stuff like that, but you pretty much in business if you can reach about 10 feet up and down, you know. So there you go. Don't say I never taught you nothing. So we're gonna fix this. We're gonna fix this. We're gonna stay. I'm gonna probably try to stay for about a good hour. I'm looking at YouTube now to make sure that I can get my button on, because I messed with something in here. I remember I took a whole bunch of stuff off, and I know all my videos aren't up. And it says everything is enabled. And then I came back and I looked at my channel and I seen all my videos taken down. So I'm trying to fix that. I had to mess around and mess with YouTube, and then they took all my stuff off. But as long as I got the live feature, we're still good. Excuse me, we're still good to go. No membership, viewer change, Google account. Anyway, but I hope you guys enjoy this. I have a great time. If you're just coming in, you missed about a good 30 minutes of impactful information on how to get your product inside of these retail stores, what they look for, and basically how to finalize your business proposal. Do you use TikTok? Brother Love, I do have a TikTok. I have a TikTok account. I don't use it though. So like social media, I get it. Like I'm working on hiring some people for me to just take a lot of my stuff and just chop it up however they want to chop it up. But as far as like me doing it, I don't really do it, man. I tried it a couple times and I just found myself to be like, oddly enough, going along with the Joneses. And the reason I don't use social media is because when I pitch my ideas to these companies and I start figuring out like what they were doing with when it comes to views and how I found out that a company that I was a silent partner in is actually dealing with bots. So I don't believe in the numbers on social media when I go, oh, you guys figured out a way to hack Amazon and to give like fake reviews, fake, you know, hearts and followers and stuff like that. I said, oh, okay, yeah, I'm not going to do that. So I know what you're saying about using TikTok, but the reason I don't do it is because I know that some of it's fake. And I guess the money that I make in the real world is just a little bit more tangible for me, you know. But I to answer your question, I do use TikTok, but I haven't done anything in a while. But we're going to see. We'll see about that. So, yeah, let me. I know I got to find it, because now that I know that it's not up, it's bothering me, and I'm trying to find out why it's not there. So y'all bear with me real quickly. Feature eligibility, advanced features, they are enabled. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know where my monetization thing is not up, because I see monetization. Excuse me. Monetization is on my live, but I don't see it up. I have heard, though. I did hear people say that you probably do want to start a YouTube channel. And the reason I am doing YouTube is because I did see some numbers that I was impressed with. And it says my monitors. Hold on. It wasn't like that earlier. Currently, monetization status is not available. Why not? I don't know what's going on. It didn't say that earlier. But I guess we'll figure it out. But yeah, I heard that you should start a YouTube channel and figure out what your angle is going to be. And for me, what I've realized throughout my years of doing this, I was going to get back to the basics, which was like the Darshan show, where I get the opportunity to just talk about whatever I want to talk about and not pigeonhole myself to certain conversations, you know, because in my life, I'm starting to realize that we're only here for a little bit. And if I could just say what I need to say and not be judged for it, then I think I did my part. You know, I'm not here to save the world. But I have realized within the past week for sure that I am here to help people, because where you're trying to get to is not the same place as me, whether it's spiritually or in business. I don't know what you're trying to do, But if I have a contact that you need, that's going to help you get to where you need to be, well, here's the contact, you know, and I can tell you what I'm doing. But the part that a lot of people miss is, what was my intention and what was my reason why for doing it? Yours may not be as great as mine. Yours might be like mediocre, where you like, I think I want to do this. And when you get the opportunity to do it, you're not doing it. It's like, why did he succeed and I didn't? It's like, well, I had a different reason from you. YouTube don't send notifications out all the time. Yeah, man. Yeah. I'm going to fix it after the stream, though. I'm going to fix it up real quick because my monetization was on and I don't do anything crazy on this channel. So I don't know what happened. Big shout out to Facebook. Thank you guys for tuning in. I think we might wrap it up here in a little bit. If anybody has a question, let me know and I'll answer your question. If you guys want to get in contact with me, I do have a calendar and a contact. You can go to the about section. You can contact my assistant. You can contact my publicist. You can contact my agent, or you can just contact me. I give out my number all the time, 918-552-0278. You can call the number. You can text the number. It doesn't matter. I've connected with a lot of people throughout the years who have taken me seriously and say, hey, man, I heard your podcast. I wrote the number down. You don't know me, but I got a question, you know. And a lot of people say, are you open to signing non-disclosure agreements if I talk to you about my idea? Absolutely. Send it to me, I'll notarize it, and I'll talk to you. I don't care about stealing people's ideas. It doesn't interest me. It's not my idea. I didn't come up with it. It do me no justice. And besides, it costs $3,500 with an attorney to produce an idea. So you can talk to me about your idea, but I ain't spending no more money. I got my own ideas. That's why I tell people ideas cost money, and I don't have enough to try to take your idea from you. So you can have it, you know, that's why it's funny when people think, don't show somebody your idea. They might say, you don't show a millionaire or a billionaire your idea, because they have attorneys on deck, you know, and they can take your idea. But the average person, yeah, somebody working at Burger King or, you know, something like that, do you know what the process, let's talk about it for a second, because I've always heard this. And my sister found out the hard way. Do you know what the process is that if someone talks to you about an idea that looks like it's just a multi-billion dollar idea, the process to even draw up the engineering on it takes time. It's not like somebody can talk to me and say, hey, I got this new idea and it's this mouse and it's clickless and you can never hear it. They're going to take the whole, you have to draw up the whole thing part by part, different diagram images, and then write up what each part does, and then pay an attorney to review it for them to then submit it and pay some more so it can be looked at by the trademark patent office. And then from there, they can either reject it and say, this doesn't make any sense to us, or this part is wrong because you didn't describe it right. And then you have to resubmit it again to the attorney to pay him again, then to pay the patent. No, ain't nobody stealing ideas like that unless you up there and you got it, you know. So it's just a process, you know. So you can talk. Basically, what I'm trying to say is you can talk to me safely. You can talk to me safely about your idea. And it's safe with me. You can do whatever you need to. And I'll tell you, like, yeah, you might want to talk to this person. Now, can I point you in the right direction for attorneys and stuff? No. But what I can tell you to do, though, check this out. What I can tell you to do is, if you do have a trademark or if you do have an invention idea, go on to the patent and trademark website. And think of a company that you've seen, a product that you've seen, and look at how they drew up their product and what the description is. That'll help you. Because the people who have put the product out before you are showing you that, hey, this is how you properly label, this is how you properly label your stuff. And a lot of times what I did in business is I would look at somebody's business plan and I would say, oh, okay, that's how they did it. You know, I've studied business plans. I used to write people business plans a few years ago, but I studied so many different business plans to find out, how do I get money from the bank? Like, why do they keep on rejecting me? And it was just a few tweaks from a couple of sentences here and there. And one thing I had noticed too, when I did get money from the bank, was anything, and this is why, let me say this, anything over 15 pages, they know is BS. That's why they started coming out with the, they're not, it's like a slideshow, but I forgot what they're called, pitch deck. If you ever seen a pitch deck, if you can get yourself a pitch deck in today's time, you're looking at about, if it's digital, you're looking at about 15, 30 seconds. If it's something that you need to print up, you're looking at about 2 pages. I had a pitch deck. I think I showed it to you guys one time when I was trying to come out with my energy drink and why I decided not to come out with the energy drink. The pitch deck was about 3 different slides. And all I did was not copy exactly what Red Bull did or Uber, but I looked at how many slides they had and I copied that part. I say, okay, they got 4 slides. Okay, I'm gonna do 4 slides, which is basically like 4 pictures, right? 4 pictures with the product in it, a description, and a couple numbers. But when I was doing the energy drink and I looked up Red Bull and I found out that Red Bull, they just had one lawsuit that just blew my mind. It was a $250 million lawsuit. And the whatever they didn't put on the nutrition label or as a warning, which was like one word that would have saved them, they forked over $250 million. And I was like, yeah, it's not worth me coming out with an energy drink, you know. Brother Love says, I got an idea for a show, for sure. Let me know about it, man. Let me know about it. Let me know about it. Let me know when you air it and all that good stuff. I'll be there, man. I'll be there. Tag me in it or something. I'd love to be a part of it. But where we at? We're at the 57-minute mark. Oh, man. I told you guys, anything over 40 minutes, baby, we rocking and rolling. We rocking and rolling. So we're going to go ahead and get ready to wrap it up. I may pop back for another stream. I do have some time. I may pop up for another stream. Give me some time to work with this. I want to talk to you about it first. For sure. For sure. Just hit me up. Hit me up. Let me see if my nightbot put my email in there. Should. You can hit me up. You can text me. I'll give you the number if you're listening. 918-552-0278. And my email should be in this little nightbot thing. But my email is, I'll put it in the chat, is wildpodcast@mail.com. And yeah, we can talk, man. I definitely appreciate you for stopping by. I know you got a busy life. And I do appreciate you for your time. I don't take anybody's time lightly, because one thing I do know for sure, we don't have a lot of it. So with that being said, I want to thank you guys for joining me. I truly do appreciate you. And I hope that everything is going well in your life. And I hope that you truly get your heart's desires the way God intended. We'll catch you guys later. Peace.